Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola Beer and I'm going to talk to you today about being sick and tired of doing everything in your relationship. What to do if this is your situation. Before I get into that, I would just love to say thank you so much for those of you who have left a rating and review last week. I really, really appreciate it. Not only does it help the show stay more visible so more people can find it, I also personally really motivates me, and thanks for your tips and suggestions on what you'd like more episodes on. I'd be more than happy to create some more on affairs and other things that you mentioned, so thank you so much. So today, as I mentioned, we're going to be looking at what to do if you're feeling that you're doing everything in your relationship to make it work. I mean, let me ask you a question. Does everything seem one-sided for you right now? Do you feel that you're the only one taking care of all the important stuff? If yes, let me say that this is totally natural. Relationships are like a seesaw. The more one person does something, the less the other one will do. The more one person worries or wants something, the less the other one will want it or worry about it. The more one person takes care of something, the less the other will be bothered. You may have started the relationship sharing responsibilities, and then all of a sudden, one does all the finances or organising or cooking and the other watches. I see this all the time with couples I work with, all over the world, no matter their cultural, religious or financial background. It's just the same when I see married men and women trying too hard to save their marriage. They ask me, when do I stop trying to save my marriage? And I say to them, you need to stop now. You need to stop trying to convince your husband or wife, and you need to take action to become more attractive, to shift your internal energy. So here are some more common examples of what I call the seesaw effect. One is, the more one person cooks the meals, the other will think less about it and preparing the food. The more one is responsible for the children's homework or activities, the less the other one will be involved. The more one person organises social and weekend and holiday activities, the less the other will do. The more one person will express their feelings and is emotional, the less the other one will express themselves. The more a person controls and is responsible for the finances, the less the other person will get involved in the finances. The more one wants to save money, the more the other one will want to spend. And the same goes for sex. The more a person wants sex, the less the other one will. This is because we relax when we feel the other person is more concerned than we are about it, or are taking care of it than we are. So more than likely, a key reason you feel like you're doing more in your marriage is because of this seesaw effect. Right now, you have the job and they don't. We tend to counterbalance each other, and this is just human nature and often happens without us even consciously thinking about it. Let me ask you a question again, or think about this. Have you ever had a conversation in your relationship where you started having very similar perspectives, where you have different shades of grey on a topic, and then after a while, one of you on the subject becomes black and the other white? What you used to be more aligned on has shifted. I see this often in parenting and with the way money is spent or saved. This is because our opinions and positions on things in the relationship shift like a seesaw. When it comes to sexual desire, both in the couple often start on an equal footing. Then one person becomes preoccupied, tired, stressed or busy or has a body ache of some kind. When this happens, the other partner will then double up their efforts to make sure that their sex life is active. Then, when they are met with rejection, their sex life will become the centre of their attention. The more higher the desire person focuses on it, the less the lower desire person wants it. What is really interesting is that the position in the relationships can often shift. Household tasks is another area I see couples get stressed. If someone is really uptight about how the house looks, how neat and clean and tidy it is, the other one deliberately cares less, even if before they used to make an effort. And this is so true when men come to me to win back their wife, or women come to me saying, what do I do? My husband has threatened divorce and I don't want this. And when I look at their behaviour and when we discuss what's been going on in the relationship over the last month or few weeks, it's really clear that they're focusing so much on trying to please their partner. They're trying too hard, and this is making the partner want to move away from them even more. And so the first thing that I will say to them is to just stop trying to convince your husband or wife to stay, and instead focus on yourself and creating more positive energy, becoming more attractive. And then this is how we can balance things back out again, because things often counterbalance in a relationship. So once you take your foot off the pedal, so to speak, once you stop doing everything in a certain area, then it will balance. So if you're getting upset about doing everything in your relationship, if you feel that it's driving you crazy, if you feel like you're putting in all the effort, stop. Don't take the lead anymore. You need to step back and give them a turn. Now, when I suggest this, most of the people I work with say, Nicola, I can't do that. What if it gets worse? If I don't do anything, no one will. Or how can I give up trying on the very thing that I want most? And what I say to them lovingly is, the fact is what you're trying is not working. How long have you been trying this to get what you want? And to which they normally answer, quite a long time. So it may not be easy to just stop. And every couple that I work with, an individual that I work with, are completely different. So it's just something to think about. If you're fed up of things being all the same way, if you're fed up of doing everything, consider just stopping and relaxing more. Think about leaving it up to them. And when you do, often a shift will happen. Why is it important to do this? The truth is, you can try this approach of stepping back and stopping or not. That's not the real point here. The main thing is to avoid carrying resentment. As when you carry resentment with you, you can feel drained, bitter, fed up, and it can affect physical, mental, and emotional health. Resentment in a relationship kills passion, closeness, happiness, and love. So it's important not to feel angry that you're the only one doing everything and getting annoyed by it. No one wants to live without love and happiness. I believe that anything is worth trying if it enables you to let go of resentment. Resentment feels horrible, looks horrible, and only we can let it go. I have another 5 ways to let go of resentment. And if you want to learn more about, you can visit my podcast show where I talk about that in a lot more detail. Or you can join my Relationship Secret Masterclass to really know how to strengthen your relationship, to skyrocket your happiness. I'm going to put the link with this audio. And don't worry if you look at the sign up page and you think, I can't make that time, Nicola. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, or it's 1 a.m. or I'm working, whatever it is, because if you do sign up, I will send a replay for you, so you will be able to make time to watch that. It is about 90 minutes long. It's full of tips on how to really empower yourself, how to change your relationship, how to create more love and happiness, as I really don't want you to miss out on what I'm going to be sharing with you to have a loving relationship and future. So from my heart to yours, thank you so much again for listening. I really appreciate every time you subscribe to the show, listen, and just be part of the community of people that want to have a great relationship. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.